to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it will go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and we're speaking to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Wednesday, the 30th of May, 2007. My guest today, we'll bring him up in just a couple of minutes, is Jim Guest. He is a congressman from Missouri, and he's on a trek. What is he doing? Well, he's waking up other lawmakers out there as to what's going on. We'll get more detail from him. And what I'm going to do is give Mr. Guest a guest spot on this program. And according to his schedule, we'll work that one out. I haven't spoken directly to him about that or his people, but we'll work that out. And what I would like all my talk show hosts on this network to do is to give them guest spots. I kind of like that. Guest spots on other programs, different times of the day, because not everybody hears this program in this time slot, and so it goes. So at any rate, we'll bring him up in a couple of minutes. Also today, I'm going to get into this Robert Zoellick deal. We saw the neocon get bounced, supposedly, at the World Bank. Overpaying his girlfriend for a secretarial job. But Robert Zoellick was nominated by George Bush for the World Bank presidency. And I have one question. Who is George Bush to nominate the president of the World Bank? That's a private organization. What does George Bush have to do with it? Well, we'll get into it because Mr. Zoellick has been out there, pumping the Free Trade Area of America's agreements for a long, long time. And we're going to get into that in detail, because I searched the webs today. I saw George Bush's press conference on this deal. And during his press conference, he said that, he is an internationalist. See, to the general public out there, ladies and gentlemen, unless they see the framework and they have the pieces of the puzzle, enough of the pieces of the puzzle to know what these internationalists are up to, then when something is said like that to the GDP, and I don't mean the gross domestic product, I mean the generally dumb public, until they are aware of the globalization process, what's involved in it, who's involved, what they're doing, to the generally dumb public out there, when they hear George Bush pronounce that Zoellick is a one fine internationalist, it goes right over the top of their head. They have absolutely no idea what the man said. Well, most people don't have an idea what George Bush says, even when George Bush is speaking, unless he's doing a script. And if you got any doubt on that, just go up to YouTube. Go up to YouTube and just take a look at all the compilations of all the gaffes that this man has made. Insincere, I would say. People make mistakes when they speak. We all do it. Radio talk show hosts do it. Politicians do it. Everybody does it. They have their gaffes. But when this man is off script and he's asked pertinent core information about a particular subject, you're lucky if you get two sentences strung out with a whole lot of gaffes. Now, generally speaking, folks, in my experience, these are people that are kind of trying to hedge their bets, hide the truth a little bit, and not be up front. At any rate, we'll be back and up front with my guest today, Jim Guest, Missouri Congressman, and what he is doing to awaken the fellow politicians out there. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest today, Representative Jim Guest from Missouri. He's presently serving on the Agriculture, the Corrections and State Institutions Committee, Workforce Development Committee, and he is the chairman of the Fiscal Oversight Committee. He's a graduate of the University of Missouri, Rolla, with a B.S. degree in Mechanical Engineering and an M.S. degree in Engineering Management. Following 12 years working in aerospace industry with Douglas Aircraft in California, McDonnell Douglas, he went into business for himself in Northwest Missouri. The businesses he's established and successfully operated, including farming operations, two pizza joints, and a rental properties business. He's been in public service for 25 years and was elected to the King City R1 School Board and served there for 10 years. He has been around a little bit and in public service for quite a few years, but he's doing another service that is behind the scenes and don't look for it in your major news medias. Good afternoon, Representative Guest. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and I'm ready to continue the fight for America's freedom.
Well, it's disappearing rather quickly, isn't it?
I'm concerned that it may. We hope we don't want it to disappear, but we're at, as I keep telling people, as I talk to them every day, I feel like we're at the crossroads of this nation right now. If we continue down this road where certain people in our bureaucracy want us to go, it'd be very difficult to reverse it and gain back the freedoms that we're in danger of losing now. We have had some loss of freedom, some infringements on that throughout the years. Right now, I consider this latest issue to be a full frontal assault on the freedoms of America when they want us to carry an ID card to prove who we are. I think that is just taking one giant step that we got to stand up and say, no, we're tired of the federal government pushing us around. It's time for we the people and the state to stand up and say, you know, you've gone too far, and we're going to get back to we the people having a voice in the country.
Well, Representative Guest, on that subject, one of the main reasons why they want the national ID card is because they're getting ready to admit into this country, and for the first time, by the way, I heard this admitted on national news, not only once, but twice, that we're talking about 40 million illegals in this country, not the often repeated 12 million. 12 million out of 300 million, that doesn't sound like a big deal. But when you talk about 40 million illegals being in this country, and we're talking OTMs also, other than Mexicans, Nicaraguans, whatever the case may be, we're talking about 40 million of them in here. And they've been playing politics with this deal, saying that the American people want us to do something for this country. We need to get this this immigration problem solved. And the solutions I see coming out of, and I refer to them as being the District of Criminals, you being in politics in Missouri, you're far removed from the Capitol Hill gang. But I refer to them as District of Criminals because repeatedly they do what is not representative of the Constitution and the American people.
You're right. And that's not a solution. I'm not sure what they call it. You know, people have been saying 12 million. The people I talked to had fairly reliable. They were talking like at least 20 million. And your figure, 40 million here, what's that, 12% of the total population that we're going to instantly give citizenship to and make them part of this country? You know, we the people cannot allow this to happen. You know, we've got to continue to stand up and say, you know, we need some common sense, and maybe that gets lost when people go to D.C. or the District of Criminals?
District of Criminals. Well,
make note of that one.
and Jim, I, if I may call you Jim.
Of course.
The problem we're having here, and I discussed this on a program, I think it was last week, that we didn't get into this problem with 40 million illegals running around in this country. We didn't get into it overnight. This has been going on for more than 20 years. And I do believe my figures are accurate because I've talked to every group, every Border Patrol agents, state representatives in Arizona, Texas, and California. I've compiled a pretty complete picture, and I do believe if somebody were to hold a gun to my head and said, John, you've got one chance to give an accurate figure on the illegal count in this country, I would safely say it was 40 million. Having said that, we didn't get into this problem overnight. Why is Washington in such a hurry to throw a quick fix in this thing? We've only got 2 miles of a fence that was built. We only have, I think, 12 to 13,000 Border Patrol agents, and that's for both borders, with Canada and Mexico. And so how many is that? If we say 12,000, we run 3 shifts. So that's only, 3,000 people a shift for both borders?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to quite cover it.
You say they've only built 2 miles of fence. Hey, you know, I know a lot of farmers could build 2 miles of fence in a day, let alone how long they were. And they would, you know, if they keep cows in, we can certainly keep it to keep some immigrants in. That, you know, that's a farce to say that they are going to put up a fence and stop the borders. You know, I don't understand what they're saying here. We're going to grant instant amnesty to these people, and as if tomorrow we would not have any more illegals coming in. What are they doing to stop any more from coming in tomorrow if they grant them the amnesty today? Absolutely nothing. That's
well,
the problem with this.
And Jim, I can you've been in farming and farming operations. You know what an honest day's work is. Most of these people that we get the lip service from that are compelled to tell us repeatedly that they represent our interests really do not. And they've been playing patty cake. They've been playing a game with this issue. And Bush has said it. And when I said this earlier, if you have the ears to hear, which most people in this country do not, he has already made statements. I watched a press conference with President Bush last week, and he said that these people are vital to our economy here in the United States. And for most people out there, that would go over their head. It just wouldn't register with them, because these people aren't here just doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. They are here in this country, sir, and they have decimated the housing industry, the construction industry, roads, bridges, you name it. They have taken over a lot of areas of labor that used to be good paying jobs to people that had skills in this country.
Absolutely. I can talk here in the Midwest. I can talk about a lot of people in the construction industry. These jobs have gone that way, you know, and these people are looking for elsewhere for a job. It's not like we needed them here. We had plenty of roofing crews. We had people doing sheetrock too. And we've got plenty of truckers and wherever else that's starting to infiltrate it. You know, there may be a need for some migrant workers for a short time in some of our vegetables or fruit things where they have difficulty getting short-term labor force. But, you know, and that's I haven't followed too closely. I was hoping this immigration thing would die away in D.C. But, you know, we have a program for short-term workers to come into this country. I think some of our employers do not want to use that because they would have to pay them a reasonable wage. And by using the illegals, they can get around that. So I think, as you say, certain people have certain interest in this, but it's only for their own, especially those out of D.C. There's a certain agenda that they're wanting, and they want these illegals in here.
Well, I'm one of the few people, Jim, that actually will watch C-SPAN. I'm very fascinated with C-SPAN because it is a service provided by the cable companies, and they cover a lot of issues that you may or may not see in the news. And if you do see it in the news, you get a soundbite. But they often will take field calls and interview guests. And they had our Homeland Security chief up there, Chertoff, the other day. And he was only on for a half hour. And this was directly after they had announced that they're reaching an agreement here on the issue of illegal immigration or immigration status for these people. So he came up to do his little guest spot for 30 minutes. He stuck around long enough to take some calls. And I got to tell you something. People were not happy. But the people that watch C-SPAN think that they're politically knowledgeable. They think they know the difference between the paradigms of left, right. They think they know the politicians. They think they know the issues. And it was amazing to me that this guy got on there and said, well, look, you know, we need these people in this country. Do you realize we don't have enough migrant workers right now? And that if we gave wages to other people, a living wage, basically what he said, a head of lettuce would cost you $50. We had no problem, Jim, in this country with migrant farm workers. They would come in, pick the crops, take the money, and go back home. They
yes,
did this
right, year, absolutely right,
year after year after year. So what he's saying is, well, we're having a problem with the migrant workers out there, or the people that used to pick lettuce or strawberries or whatever, because now they're working in Mickey D's. Now they're working in the construction industry, and they're complaining that they don't have enough help picking their lettuce. Well, I remember going into McDonald's, Jim, and it used to break my heart. We'd see grandmothers and people that were retirement age in there to supplement their income. They might have been collecting Social Security. They might have been collecting Medicare or Medicaid, but they couldn't make ends meet. And they were in there competing with kids that are in high school and trying to run around and do the Mickey D job. Well, you don't see the older people in there anymore. They've been replaced by Mexicans. Down here in Texas, you cannot walk into a fast food restaurant without looking at a whole band, and I would suffice to say that these aren't legals, they're illegals. And they have to have crew chiefs to talk to the other workers because the other workers don't speak English. Clue number one. Okay, but here's a problem that we have, and it's a balkanization problem that we're facing. And it is going to be horrendous. It's just not 40 million. It's the anchor babies. It's the people they're going to be allowed to bring in. We may be looking at 80 to possibly 100 million foreigners come in this country just like that.
And of course, the question you always ask is, what about those conscientious people who were going through the process,
yeah,
to learn the Constitution, to take this test and legally become citizens of this country? It is absolutely not fair to them to do that. Very interesting note here. I'm at the Veterans Home here in Missouri. We had a U.S. senator here doing a trip around to after the Walter Reed. She wanted to find out how the veterans. So I asked her a question. I said, where do you stand on this amnesty issue, immigration issue? And the senator talked about it and finally said, well, the way it is now, I would vote no. The veterans stood up and clapped. You know, they fought for this country, and that's what they, as many others, want to see. They do not agree with this amnesty program. You know, that's not what they fought for.
Understood. And we're, well, Jim, we're on top of a break here.
Okay.
How long can you spend with us today?
Oh, as long as it takes.
Okay, well, that sounds good to me. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll also take your calls at 800-313-9443. Mr. Guest is going to be a regular guest at this network because he's been doing a lot of fine work. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We are back with Jim Guest, Representative Jim Guest, Congressman from Missouri. And we're talking about the national ID card. There's a lot of states, Jim, that are starting to reject this idea, but they had to try this. They had to put this in place because the reasoning is if they grant this amnesty and yet numbers to be determined, and there's going to be a lot of them, but they're going to need this national ID card because there's a lot of people of Mexican descent in this country, and sometimes Nicaraguans or Venezuelans or whatever may be misidentified. So in order to make this fair and not be, how should we say, picking and profiling, so let's just give everybody a national ID card.
I always like it. We're going to grant amnesty to everybody in this country, even our suspected terrorists. I keep saying I shouldn't say this. Where does common sense leave off when people go to the nation's capital? That just blows my mind that we're going to grant amnesty or put some conditions where they have to pay some money, but we're going to grant everybody in this country. You know, if you really are concerned about it, let's look at those suspected terrorists in this country. That if you want to track somebody, track them. And I would say, you know, if you think they're terrorists, why not arrest them? Just stop tracking them. But we have been fairly successful in stopping this real ID. We have 15, possibly 17 states now that have enacted legislation to opt out of it or say they're not going to participate. You realize this is almost unheard of for states to stand up and tell the federal government no. And I think this is such an important issue. I'm proud to be leading that. But I think it's almost unheard of for the states to do that. You know, there's a saying that says, when the people fear the government, tyranny exists. When government fears the people, liberty exists. And I think that's what we've got to get to here. So back on the Real ID Act, we've got 35, 37 states who have active legislation filed, either, you know, in one house or the other, partway through the system. And we have close to 45 or 6 states who are committed to filing legislation. Some of those states have, you know, they were out of session or it was too late to file it this year. But we have a groundswell of people in this country that's saying and realizing the impact and the loss here. So I'm very satisfied, and or not satisfied yet till we completely get it accomplished. Back on the senator who was visiting here at the Vets Home this afternoon.
And who was that senator, by the way?
Senator Claire McCaskill.
Okay.
She is a freshman senator. You know, she's energetic. She's out listening to the voice of the people. So I asked her, I said, where do you stand on the Real ID? We've got a lot of veterans here who asked me about it. You know, they fought for this country, for the freedom, and they feel like they'd be losing part of it. She talked about it. She kind of talked around a little bit, but finally, and she says, well, you know, it, she didn't say moot point. She said, it looks like the states are going to refuse to go along with it anyway. So I thought, you know, that's a very good that the states are standing up and that the federal government may not have to take action on it if we continue moving forward with what we've got going on here. So,
well, and for other purposes, when you hear that come out of a politician's mouth, you better duck.
Yes, I know.
Now, Jim, one of the things, and this is concerning the national ID card. Well, first off, for the national ID card under the Clinton administration, and this was better than 10 years ago, when Al Gore was vice president. I watched a press conference where he held up a mock ID card, national ID card, and he actually used a biblical phrase, and he held it up, and he proudly pronounced that the national ID card has to be instituted, and you will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the card. And if you did scratch and say Mark of the Beast, well, then it would have been absolutely antithetical, especially biblically speaking, but... You know, when he said that, I thought, wait a minute. So this national ID card, sir, is not just an issue because we need it because of the illegals in this country.
No.
This was done more than 10 years ago. This idea has been percolating around for a number of years.
In fact, almost 40-some years. It was twice during the Carter administration they tried to enact it, and it was stopped. During the Reagan administration, he soundly defeated us, and we're not going along with it. And then in the Clinton administration, there's once or twice that they attempted to do that, and it was stopped. But, you know, after 9/11, you know, things get done out of fear. The Americans were concerned about another terrorist attack, and that was, you know, the time was right for them to hide it on H.R. 418, this funding for the Iraq War, and slip it through then. And, you know, they just took advantage of the conditions that existed at that time. So, yes, you're right. It's nothing new. They've been trying to do it for many years, and they're just using the fact of the terrorists and the illegals now as their excuse for trying to implement it.
Well, and here's a bigger scare. I don't know if you're aware of this, Jim, but it apparently they're taking this a step further. Now, they want to make us all safe in this country, even though we have wide-open borders. The Department of Homeland Security, anybody that's applying for a job, and I'm talking about U.S.
Yep, I know where you're going. Yes.
U.S. citizens here, if this immigration bill passes, the one that's in there right now, under those terms, when you put a job application in, you're going to have to be cleared by the Department of Homeland Security to verify your work eligibility.
Now, yep, I am aware of that. That's another backdoor attempt to do this. Now, there is a way to do this, to verify Social Security number. It's called the SSOLV, Social Security Online Verification. You could submit the applicant's name and Social Security and verify whether it's true or not. So sounds like we got a break coming up here. We'll follow up on, because it's very important that we get the word out here that this is another backdoor attempt to invade our privacy of the people of this country.
All righty. We'll take your calls, folks, at 800-313-9443 with my guest, representative guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go to the phone lines at 800-313-9443 on this Wednesday edition of the National Intel Report. My guest today, Representative Jim Guest from Missouri. And before I go to the calls, Congressman, what exactly are you're doing your own trek? I understand that the state of Missouri doesn't pay a whole lot of money. But at your own personal expense, that you are doing a lot of traveling and talking to your fellow constituents here on the national ID and other subjects. What exactly are you doing?
I'm going to try and hit most of the states this summer. I've got several speaking engagements lined up. I was in Oklahoma down there last Monday at their last week to congratulate them on passing their legislation to stop the Real ID Act, and also help them pass their other bill to stop this, or at least resolution to our capital as far as stopping this North American Union. Also, I've got my 5 points to a free America that I was going to help help them with and push this idea forward. Yes, I will be traveling around the country, and you said something about we're on a limited budget. Yes, I've had people donate money to me, and that's what it's going to take. I'm doing this out of my own pocket here, since obviously it's not funded by anybody else. So towards the end of the show here, for those who would like to help or go to the website, we would certainly appreciate any help they can give us.
All right. And obviously, you are a cut above. And, Jim, I'm going to elevate you from politician to representative and statesman, because you have issues that have come to your attention and you feel compelled to do this. The only way that I've ever seen politicians hit the junket trail is when they're paid for their engagements, and certainly not paying for their own gas to get there.
I am, I'm taking this on my own. People said something about this, you know, there's no price you can put on freedom, you know, whatever it takes. I'm going to go forth and spread the word and, you know, I have to work on that.
All righty. Let's tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Let's go first to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know, did Vermont pass the legislation, or was it New Hampshire that outlawed the ID Act?
I've been working with Joel Winters out of New Hampshire. He and Brady Wiseman out of Montana was some of the early ones that had pushed this here. So I'm not sure about Massachusetts. I know New Hampshire was the one that had been working on this very strongly. I've been so busy here since we got a session trying catch up with all the other states to find out where they are. So, you know, one thing I'm sorry, let's go ahead and finish our call with the gentleman there.
Go ahead, Henry.
No, what website would somebody check as far as what states, you know, did pass a law against this? Because some states, there's another state that passed a law against the microchip, too, by the way.
Right. That's the next thing is to, which state was it passed a law to outlaw microchipping people?
I'm trying to think of which one. Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
Yeah. So there's no website to list that, though.
There is many websites out there. In fact, you talk about the microchipping and the biometrics. There's a gentleman who is probably an expert in biometrics and the problems with it. His name is Mark Lerner. He has he worked for Visage at one time and found out that they were not very reputable and they were falsifying some of their claims. So he is one that's a very good spokesman and expert on biometrics and how to use that. And
that's M-A-R-K?
Pardon?
M-A-R-K or M-A-R-C, Mark Lerner?
Mark Lerner, M-A-R-K-L-E-R-N-E-R. And L-E-R-N-E-R, yes. And he would be glad to talk with anybody about this. And I said, you talk about the problems with biometrics, and he's given me permission to give out his phone number. So I am going to...
All right, what's the phone number?
816-886-1043. 1043.
Yes. All right, 816-886-1043.
Right.
Yeah, let me correct. Somebody told me this, that there were some people even, you know, around, like, even younger than me, like in their early 20s, I think, and teens that were fooling around with these microchips, supposedly got a hold of it, they got a hold of the machine that reads it and so forth, and they found some type of way of hacking it. The lawless computer stuff with all these globalists is being a lot of younger people all over, you know, just all over them with it. And so that Rockefeller decided to change that. He didn't want to use chips. Now he's thinking about a tattoo instead. Have you heard anything about that, or is that just a rumor?
I'm not sure about the tattoo. All I know is that there's a group called the Mayo Group in London, England. You know, they've got the real ID card. They've got biometrics, and they have more problems than we do over there.
Just the Mayo Group is
M A I L. Just to prove
M I L.
M A I L. Yeah, that's the name of the group over there. I've got downloaded some information just to prove to their government how insecure they were. Mm-hmm. They had this real ID card mailed to a constituent, or somebody went in to get it. They went on the internet in a matter of a couple hours. They just bought some equipment. Didn't cost them a lot, about 4 hours to assemble it. They were able to download, without opening the envelope, download all the information, change the biometric picture, and they had stolen the identity of that person and put their own picture in it. And this had a 24-digit security code in it, well, with a little number generator. It didn't take them very long to break that. So they just proved to them that, you know, you're not near as smart or secure as you think you are. And the more data we put through this, the more insecure identity theft becomes that much more easy, and it's going to become that much more prevalent. So we do have to take some steps for national security, but what's being proposed here is going to make us less secure, and it's going to give a false sense of security to a lot of people when they think they have a real ID card that the person sitting next to them does not have one, or if they have one that they'll feel safe. So that's...
Okay, one other thing before I hang up. You mentioned the word number generator. What is that, a special stuff?
Well, it was a thing to break the code. You know, they had a digit code in there, and that was a way to figure out what the code was in the card, you know, with the sophisticated...
Right, but a number generator is a certain type of software?
Yeah, it was searching for the number, yes. And so,
okay, all right. Maybe
so basically, you know, we put a lot of numbers to think what the access code in there that no one can break. Well, it's... It didn't take them very long with these computer geeks to break that through there. So, all they needed was the birth date and the day of this person. You know, they didn't need a lot of information about him to be able to access all their information. So, it's just to prove that they're not near as sophisticated. And that's the problem I have with this real the IDIC. They said, well, you know, we're going to put all kinds of safeguards in there to stop people from accessing. Well, that is not the case. With this Real ID Act, where you have each state having to share with all other states, and now the Department of Homeland Security wants us to share this globally, it just takes one person in one Department of Revenue or in one state to break the code and get through there. We've demonstrated that many times.
Henry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. On the North American Union issue, we have just given money to Mexico, Jim, to do the same thing in Mexico that they're doing here in the United States with the FBI, can go in there and, I mean, this sounds strange to people, but it's true. And we always tell people to check out the stories we deliver to you. Don't take my word for it. I might be having a bad day. I might be having early Alzheimer's onset, whatever. But we always tell people to check out what we're talking about. So you reassure yourself what you're hearing is not a bunch of baloney. Now, the other day, we just granted Mexico a ton of money to put in the same system down there that we have in this country. And that's wiretapping. The FBI can go in and check out your emails and your library cards and whatever else. By the way, the FBI has been doing that for a number of years in their quest for going after anti-American sentiment or people that are trying to do damage to the country. But they legitimized it in the Patriot Act. But the point is that we are now giving money to Mexico to do the same thing on their citizens down there. And I don't know, unless something happened in Mexico overnight, we're still talking about people that are making 50 cents a day, a buck a day, whatever the case may be. And they're living in huts. They're living in cardboard shanty houses. They're not going to have computers. Their police down there are not going to be able to go in and check what people are saying back and forth on the Internet or whatever else. We've got the FBI with the power to show up at your house if you're not there. Go in your house, remove your hard drive, download it in your house, and they don't even have to leave a calling card. That's how freedoms have disappeared in this country, and it's all under the guise of fighting terrorism.
You know, that's one of my 5 points for Free America, to repeal the Patriot Act, and you hit it on there, when the FBI has violated the conditions of it, and they go in there and they've checked innocent people's or, you know, any citizen's bank records, Internet, phone records. You know, they're supposed to get a follow-up subpoena. They have not done that. They are in the department run wild here. So, you know, some of these things, and they, you know, FBI even admitted that. So it's not like if you want to check it out, that's pretty easy to verify that they have abused the power they have. And the scary thing is they've got another bill that they're working on now that would give them even more power than that. It's called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it's what they call a modernization of it. And it is, they say it's so secret that they can't let the senators or congressmen even read the actual bill, that they have to read the summary. And I think they finally put a little pressure that some of the senators said that, you know, they can go into a room for 30 minutes and actually read the bill or read part of it. That's so far-fetched that we're having legislation that if they're, why they would vote on something like that, I don't know if they can't put a stop to what happened to our transparency in government here.
Well, what happened to our Constitution? you know, I mean, in this country, you were you might have been accused, but you're innocent until you're proven guilty. What the mindset is now, that we're going to prove you innocent before you have to charge you to be guilty of something.
Yeah, well, I've seen that a couple places here, just like in this immigration thing, you know, Bill. There, talk about this. You have to have a Real ID Act before you can work, or maybe you have to have that before you can buy a house, since we want to make sure we don't have illegals buying a house. This is part of the backdoor attempt to get the identity to monitor the citizens of this country, and we cannot and should not stand for this.
Well, we have a guy that has thrown his hat into the political presidential ring, and that is Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is the only one, Ron, that is mentioning the Constitution during his debates. He did May 3rd on MSNBC. We saw the polls, and he led the polls in that debate. We watched him on May 15th on Fox News. He also led the polls in that one. We are looking at straw polls, and this has nothing to do with people texting messages or emailing or anything else. These are just polls, sampling polls being taken, and he is riding at the top of this deal. He's the only one during these debates that has dared mention the Constitution. Now, we've got the Mitt Romneys and the Rudy Giulianis, the Sam Brownbacks, and John McCain. McCain, with his amnesty thing, this guy's crossed back and forth on the aisle so many times, he's just a blur and nobody knows who he is anymore. But I think he's put the nail in his coffin in his political career. And nobody is taking this guy seriously as actually being a candidate for presidency of the United States. Now, we have the actor. What's that guy's name? He was always in the Jim Clancy novels.
I'm at Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson. Now, he's considering throwing his hat in the political ring. But by far, if given enough time and the proper questions are asked, or Mr. Paul can squeeze it in there, he mentions the Constitution. And, Jim, I can't wait for the day that one of these guys that's running on the Republican Party ticket and wants to be nominated for their party for president, I can't wait for one of these guys to say that this country and its great democracy, and watch Mr. Paul rip into him like Giuliani ripped into Ron Paul.
You're right. I visit with Ron Paul every couple, 3 days or so. He has so many requests for interviews and radio programs that I picked up part of him. You know, I admire him for speaking out. He's not giving you the usual rhetoric that you hear from all the others. He is talking about the Constitution. That's what this country needs to get back to. You know, we got so many people who are disregarding it and going on the way that they want to go on. You know, it's, and that's where I think he's getting a lot of support. You know, there's so many groups out there, We the People, the Constitution Party, the Minutemen Group. I'm not sure many of them that I've talked to are supporting. You know, they're getting back to the basic values of this country, and that's what they're looking for, somebody that they have faith in that will follow through and protect their rights and freedoms.
Now, it's interesting because he was just on Bill Maher's program on HBO, and this is not the sanctity for conservative talk. I think Bill Maher is kind of, he claims to kind of be a libertarian kind of guy, but he's a little confused in some areas. But when Ron Paul was on that program, when Ron Paul started to walk off the stage, Bill Maher was surprised because his liberal audience is actually in support of Ron Paul, and he's been drawing support on the issue of the war in Iraq. He did not vote for it. There's many things that Ron Paul is known as Dr. No in Washington, D.C., because he keeps voting no on a bunch of stuff that he considers to be either illegal or unconstitutional, or maybe even both. But has there been any indication, because this thought has been rattling around in my head today, he's not yet, of course, he doesn't have the nomination for the presidency from the GOP ticket yet, but If he does get nominated, has there been any mention of who might be his VP?
Oh, there's been some names thrown out there, yes.
Was one of those names your name?
That name has been mentioned. However, I look to see where I can do the most good for this country. You know, I'm primary focus right now is working for the freedom, stopping this Real ID Act, you know, wherever I can best fit in to support the citizens of this country. That's where I want to be.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you this. A couple of years ago, I gave a speech with Ron Paul. And after the speech, I was talking to him, and I asked him, you know, what do you think about running for the presidency? Oh, geez, you know, no, they probably shoot me, John. Okay, well, what about midterm elections coming up? I think you can probably kick Rick Perry out down here as governor of Texas. And the same reply. Well, evidently, and I had not been, I won't say unkind on the program, but this is what I said. I said that if you are in the realm of politics and you are the man best suited, and Ron Paul has even hinted at this, that there's a lot of people running for the president that are just dying to get in there. But there's very few that have to be drug into the office. But evidently, he saw where people's real concerns were, and he stepped up to the plate. So I guess what I'm saying here, Jim, is if the man calls you as VP running mate, will you answer the call?
I answer all calls.
Now, that was a political answer. Okay, we'll take the break. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls right after this.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
We are back. Let's go to Florida. George in Florida. Hello, George.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Guest.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for going on the Florida ID, I mean the ID card. But the thing is, our legislature is sort of like out to lunch on this issue.
I'm sorry, what?
He's saying that the Florida legislature is out to lunch on this ID issue.
Oh, in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've contacted some people. Like I said, most of these states, sometimes we have somebody who is committed to doing, and then they get some political pressure to back off. Like California, we had someone there who was going to file some legislation, and he got some enough pressure to back off from it. So that's part of my – I've got a couple invitations to come to Florida and work down there. So, yeah, unfortunately, I think some of these states have backed off from it. And that's where it takes the people like you to call your legislator. And I keep saying some of these people, I said, you know, find out what your congressman or senator or even your state people stand on this issue and make sure the people are aware of it. And there may be a day of reckoning at the election polls next November here for those who don't stand up for the freedoms and rights of the people.
I got one more question. The president signed a couple of presidential directives where Congress is left out, everybody's left out, and he can give himself all these powers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like, resolutions in any states or any states stepping up in the plate with resolutions to tell the president, well, we're putting you in check, you ain't giving all these executive orders and these directives to go do what you want, and just in case for national just in case of a state of emergency, like if a terrorist attack happens in Europe or in Africa, and it's not happening here, or Category 5 hits Florida, and they put the whole country under, the president tries to put the whole country under martial law, that the state pass a resolution saying, Mr. President, you have no authority to come and meddle in our resources in the functioning of our state.
Oh, you hit on a very good point there. Yes, it's very discouraging. I hear more and more of where there's some executive order issued by the president who has absolutely no authority to do it, but then he's doing it. And this real ID Act is a direct violation of the state's rights, the 10th Amendment. The only powers the federal government has is what we give them. All the rest are reserved to the state. And this real ID Act should be reserved for the state if they want to do that. So that was another violation of that. So you're right on top of it there.
Well, on the issue of the National Security Presidential Directive 51, and that's the Homeland Security Presidential Directive, he has basically, now, in times of national emergency, the president, through other executive orders and through some legislation, that he can take control of communications and do what he needs to do to get the country back on track. But it involved Congress before. And this time around, this is set up. And he's done this by an executive order, which, by the way, no executive order. And Franklin, and I call him Jim Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist Roosevelt. Sorry, but, you know, after looking at this guy and what he did, this started with the executive orders back when he was president, and every president has used these executive orders or presidential directives, and they become law unless it's challenged by Congress. And I think they have up to 90 days to toss the executive order out. Not one executive order has ever been overturned. And what President Clinton just did last week was he granted himself potentially full dictatorial powers over the entire country and over every of the states in this union.
Mm.
And that is scary.
Yes, it is.
Because we have a constitution, and this man, and we can check it out through Capitol Hill Blue, Doug Thompson last year did a story on real ID, immigration, and other issues. Bush lost his cool in the office, and he said, the constitution, it's just a GD piece of paper.
I've heard that statement.
When you have a president of the United States, the highest political office in this land, say that about the Constitution, what about that oath of affirmation when he raised his right hand, swearing to defend and protect it, when he considers it just a piece of paper?
I take that same oath here in the state, so.
Well, I could almost guarantee that your oath is different than his oath. Because you're sticking to yours. We'll be right back.